That's no more than the truth. Now, let's get down to business, lad. Look at this.
Thank you.
There's a draft of my will. I want you to cast it into proper legal shape.
Certainly.
I'd like you to see to it while I wait.
Of course.
It shouldn't take you long. There's only one main provision.
Only one?
That's right, lad. I'm leaving everything to you.
With Moriarty in the field, one's morning paper presented infinite possibilities. So often it was the smallest trace, the faintest indication. Yet it was enough, see? A great, malignant brain was there. I could feel him, Watson. Sense him. You know how the gentlest tremor at the edge of the web can tell of the spider at the center? Well, so it was with petty thefts, wanton assaults, and senseless outrages. To me, they could all be worked into one connected whole.
Yes, with Moriarty at its heart.
A little scientific student of the higher criminal world, no city in Europe offered the same advantages as London.
And now...
You'll forgive me for saying so. But it is all thanks to you.
Well, that should appeal to your literary sensibilities, at least dramatic irony. And on that subject...
Yes?
My dear fellow, I'm sorry to say that there must be no more stories.
Holmes?
For the present, at least. No more... Yeah. Adventurous exploits in the Strand magazine. It has to stop.
Thank you, Mrs. Lexington.
Yes, thank you.
Will you be requiring anything further, sir?
No, that'll be all.
Very good, sir. Gentlemen.
Cigar, lad.
No, thank you.
Just as you like. I'm sorry you had such a job finding the place. My fault entirely.
Oh, no, sir.
Oh, I should have told you to look out for the timber yard next door. Not too many of those things in this neck of the woods, eh?
No, indeed.
Any road, you're here now. That's what matters. It was good of you to come out at such short notice. I won't be easy in my mind until you've been through all the books and such.
I understand.
Recovered from your little shock this afternoon, have you?
Well, only just, sir. I really must thank
you. No, we've said all that.
Nonetheless, I simply can't understand why...
I told you that. I've no family of my own, and I've followed your career with interest.
Well, I'm enormously flattered.
No need to be. It's a business decision like any other... I'm simply putting my money where I know it'll do the most good. Of course, I do hope to be hanging on to it for some time just yet.
Of course.
Right. Well, let's go to my study.
I don't know what to say. I know you've never liked my writing, but I didn't
know. No, Watson.
Your merits as a purveyor of romantic fiction have nothing to do with this.
Then why, for heaven's sake?
I no longer seek the applause.
Well...
I'm sorry. I have it in me to make my name famous.
The Jefferson Hope case. The words of a different man.
Oh, surely not. Well, younger...
Different. I have other goals now.
And they lie in different directions.
They do.
The inner world rather than the outer.
Exactly. Perceptive of you.
Oh, I've been reading up. Far East. Tibet. Buddhism.
Yes, of course.
You knew?
No, but I'm not surprised. Always thorough. Eh, Watson?
I try. And I've had a good teacher.
Always thorough. And so you understand my desire. No more public pronouncements about myself, my methods, and my successes.
That's the last one.
And everything's in order?
Perfectly. If I may say so, sir, your business seems to be doing exceedingly well.
Hard work and careful planning, lad. That's what you need.